Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. I suspect that 2024 is going to go down in the record books as one of the crazier years. It's tough to believe that it's actually coming to a close soon, that we have this new moon in Sagittarius, and then in the next weeks, we have a full moon in Gemini, the winter solstice, and then on the last day of the year, a new moon in Capricorn. It just doesn't seem like it should be ending up this quickly. And part of the reason for that could be the fiery energy in the Grand Fire Trine that is at the heart of this chart, which may feel like a lot or too much or just right to get done what we need to get done. So let's dive in to this bold, action-oriented new moon and see what we've got. Overnight on Saturday, the new moon in Sagittarius arrives. This fiery new moon lights us up with a big idea, a mission, a quest. We're launching into December, the final month of this intense and crazy year, with a restless energy that has us on edge. The Grand Fire Trine I've been posting about is here. Starting to move out of focus, but still strong. At one angle, we see the sun and moon at 9 degrees 32 minutes Sagittarius, looking for bold action. This new moon will grab the fastest vehicle available to rush to put a fire out or start one. This moon is out of bounds, meaning she's moved outside the sun's limits. Our emotions are running high. We're ready to turn a night out into the ultimate quest. At another angle, the North Node holds its position at 4:27 Aries. This mouth of the dragon is ready to burn anything down that gets between it and its goal. There's a strong drive here to go after whatever we want. At the third angle, Mars at 5:57 Leo prepares to station retrograde. Although Mars won't turn retrograde until December 6th, he's already in position and will only move about half a degree between now and then. This makes Mars, already in fixed fire, even more fixed. This is a royal and determined Mars, who won't hesitate to push anyone else away from the throne he wants to claim. There's a lot of energy, focus, and drive in this grand trine. Harnessed to an important goal, it could lift us up and take us right there. But if we're not clear what the goal is or how to get there, if we're not sure we're ready for a quest at all, this fire could burn out in restless anxiety or difficulty sleeping, leaving us feeling like we're spinning our wheels. Notice your energy levels and what you want and need to manage them. If you're feeling burnt out, running on empty, channel this fire into the warmth of self-care. If you know exactly what you need to do, then do it. If, on the other hand, you are restless, wanting to do something without knowing what that something is, the rest of the chart has more to tell. Mercury is retrograde at 20:20 Sagittarius, opposite Jupiter, also retrograde at 17:09 Gemini. This opposition has been in place for a while, with these two in mutual reception, meaning they're in each other's signs. Mercury is not at their best in Sag, nor is Jupiter totally comfortable in Gemini. But they have each other on speed dial, so if they need something, they have help. Notice that Jupiter is just close enough by degree to oppose the new moon as well as Mercury. He's talking all three. Not too challenging for Jupiter in Gemini. Still, this Jupiter is trying to balance different polarities without knowing exactly how to pull it off. Where does this apply in our lives? Where are we trying to work through opposites or things that don't match? Where do we feel pulled in different directions? Mercury in Sag is juggling a lot too. Here we have a thought process that can get tangled up in trying to integrate emotional commitments with facts or strong feelings with calm analysis. This Mercury-Jupiter opposition highlights our struggles with priorities and plans, where we would love to have clarity, but don't. This is where the retrogrades come in, both Jupiter and Mercury. During the relatively brief Mercury retrograde and the much longer Jupiter one, we're asked to look within. Issues of our core philosophy, of standing up for what we believe in, of sourcing reliable and valid information, can all come up at this time. Remember, retrogrades are about reflection, review, and returning to the past. Notice what comes up. For example, I'm finding myself thinking about my days as an environmental activist in my 20s. I've been reflecting on what I did then, how it gave me a sense of larger purpose, and what we accomplished. Revisiting the past can happen through hearing from old friends and colleagues, or reaching out to them ourselves. We can revisit the past in dreams, nighttime ones, or waking meditations in which we reconnect with earlier, younger versions of ourselves. What goals and commitments are being awakened for you at this time? Clearly, events in the world call us to action. With retrogrades, though, we need to be aware that inner dreams and visions are also important. the call might be coming from inside the house. Saturn, at 12:54 Pisces, squares the new moon and also Mercury. A Saturn square usually brings a challenge. This is where knowing our purpose becomes important. Thinking about Saturn reminds us this is a new moon. We have no light coming from the moon right now. We're not meant to have total clarity on what our quest looks like. It's okay to have questions and spend time sorting them out. This Saturn in mystical Pisces reminds me of the Grail quest, specifically of Parsifal and his part in the quest. Parsifal, a young knight, visits the land of the wounded Fisher King. That night at dinner, he sees a strange procession in which a beautiful lady carries a golden cup. But Parsifal fails to ask any questions, and especially the key question, which is, whom does the Grail serve? As a result, the Grail is not recovered and passes out of sight. Parsifal, being young and untried, did not want to put himself forward by asking a question that could be seen as intrusive or rude. How does Saturn want us to think about this? Saturn is generally in favor of polite and respectful behavior. Ultimately, though, Saturn calls on each of us to grow up and grasp our fate. Our charts and our lives can help us see what Saturn is asking. Where do we need to become responsible for our own destinies? To what are we responsible? What quest or task lies before us? Where can we get answers to our questions? Part of the answer might come from checking in with Venus and Uranus, who trine each other. Uranus is retrograde at 24:39 Taurus, and so is ruled by Venus. Venus is out of bounds at 23:02 Capricorn, ruled by that mystical Saturn. This Venus-Uranus pairing leans into grounded but unconventional solutions. Both are in Earth signs, so feet on the ground. Yet Uranus is always ready to turn things upside down. While Venus out of bounds can take the best laid plans and turn them into something completely different. This new moon brings us fiery energy that might feel like too much. Or maybe we just don't know what to do with it. The Mercury, Jupiter, and impending Mars retrogrades invite us to revisit our philosophies, ideas, and actions. What are our guiding principles? What dreams or visions invite us into new adventures? Saturn wants us to be prepared. He wants us to take responsibility for our goals and to understand both ourselves and the challenges before us. Venus and Uranus stand ready to get things done. What is our quest? What is the goal we most want to accomplish? Once we have the fundamentals sorted out, Venus and Uranus open up bold new paths to get us where we want to go. This is the opening of the new moon in Sagittarius. How far along on our quest will we be by the full moon? This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you all the energy you need without it ever being too much. And of course, if and when it is too much, that each and every one of us find the best possible ways to channel it. There is so much going on right now in the world and within each of us. Take the time that you need at this new moon to center and ground in what is coming up for you that you want to go out and quest for. As always, thank you for listening.